Round of applause for Stephen. I'm Stephen, and I'm a commercial chancery barrister at heart, which means I do hard, proper law. I was pushed into being in the public arena by my editor, Fraser Nelson, from which I have not entirely forgiven him. So I write on law in The Spectator. That has then ballooned, so you may see me on the telly and in radio. I am trying to hold various lines on law because I think that law is the problem. I mean, if I can literally put it that way, or to use, we don't use melodramatic language in my courts, High Court judges won't have it, which is why we never get to go on telly. You always watch the criminal lot because they get to say all sorts of nonsense to juries because juries are juries. But perhaps it is time for some hyperbole. Oh, my sweet summer children, you're not waving, you're drowning. The sheer volume of law in the last 30 years is absolutely unprecedented. And if the question tonight is, why is nothing happening? Why can't I do this? We've got clever ministers. They know what we want to do. Why is it not happening? It's because they're drowning in all that law. They're drowning in uncertainty. I assisted two governments in the relatively recent past. And all the time we bounce back between, oh, well, the civil servants act are legal. Minister, what policy would you like to have? Oh, I'm not sure. I don't want to have an illegal policy. Well, could you just have a policy and then maybe we could change the law? We are trapped in a paradox, and it's caused by too many words. I don't know, because I never intended to talk to non-lawyers. I became a lawyer when I was 19, and I joined a little cult, and I intended to stay there. It's lovely we've got the inn. I'm very happy there. So I never really know if I communicate properly to non-lawyers, but you kill law by drowning it in words. And probably the best or quickest, or maybe the rubbishest, an example is this week. All right, so Keir Starmer stands up in the House of Commons and he shames the Prime Minister over an issue. And I don't give a toss about the issue, it doesn't matter, ignore it. He shamed it by saying somebody is in the public gallery. Now, for hundreds of years, we've had an incredibly simple rule that you can't do that. Because for hundreds of years, we've said that that cheap, whatever party it is in government, whatever party using the cheap trick, we've said it's a cheap trick, it doesn't achieve anything, so you can't do it. The House of Lords have preserved that rule. You literally can't do it. If any of us become members of the House of Lords, we can't use Keir Starmer's cheap trick. But the House of Commons has killed its clarity. Okay, it literally, I had an MP, quite a prominent one, tweeting me going, no, we repealed that law. They didn't, lazy little. They never actually read the laws, that's another problem. But they didn't read, they didn't repeal the law. What they did was they made their law fat and flabby. They drowned their clarity with words. They put in extra words. They used to have a law. You cannot mention people in the public gallery. That's what we call a good law. It's quite simple, it's easy to follow. Everybody can do that. You don't need to have specialist KCs and a team of geniuses next to you to have confidence about what that rule says. You just go, you can't mention people in the public gallery. A good, simple, clear rule. And they drowned theirs in the Commons with extra words. They put in extra words saying, you can do it as long as you don't intend to intimidate. You can do it as long as you're not trying to influence the debate. And all that did, I mean, I think Starmer's guilty of both of those. I think he was clearly trying to do both. But it didn't matter. In the moment, what mattered was the death of clarity. And that's the issue that I want to get across to you about what's happening in law, what has happened in law. In 20 years ago, maybe a little bit more, let's not put on the strong lights. I sat as a young barrister in inner chambers where we physically had the statute law on shelves.
physically watched it all go. 1995 was the first one to have two volumes instead of one. And then that just carried on. And increasingly we just have more and more words. Another instance that keeps happening in public life is people at the BBC keep being very bad. BBC, by the way, is wrongly being held to a higher standard, but this, we can get back to that once we fix the entire problem. Because it doesn't understand impartiality. We don't understand what rules apply to Gary Lineker. At the moment, the only rules that apply to Gary Lineker are the rules that he thinks apply to him. Well, if you go back to basics, you go to something called the 2003 Communications Act. You read that act. I spent 3.5 hours trying to work out what the rule on impartiality is from that act. Right, for a start, that's a red flag. Okay, I'm not a moron. It should not take me that long to try and work out the rule. I'm very expensive. It should not take me that long to work out the rule. Everybody should know what the rule is for BBC impartiality. Why is law only the preserve of us who've studied it for decades? Why is it not for everybody? Why can't everybody read the law? And then once I've got through the 2003 Communications Act, I had to deal with Ofcom, who again just produce endless guidance. And none of it adds to clarity. All of it adds to confusion and difficulty. This is what I mean by drowning in words. If you don't have clear rules, you can't achieve anything. You end up in a state of absolute paralysis. Pretty much everybody who has their head screwed on, I mean, look, I've got political opinions, so there will be people who entirely disagree, might support the current defence secretary in thinking that actually the purpose of the army is defending the country. What does the minister do? Does he take active control? Does he seize the reins of power directly? No, he issues an investigation. He issues a commission. He asks for yet more words to be written. And we are literally drowning in words. And I just want to keep banging on about that as much as I can. When I was 22 or 3, we were not beaten. They were good people. But you know, it was drilled into us that you use as few words as possible in order to have clarity in law. And we have done the absolute opposite. We've done it, by the way, as compromise. And this is what we keep doing. We have in this country an entirely unhealthy relationship with fear and an entirely unhealthy relationship with rules. We think rules are evil. We think rules are wicked and cruel. Rules oppress. Rules do not oppress. Rules set you free. I mean, I have a mild, we all have a relationship with anxiety. If you know what the rule is, if you're going to the party and you're a bit scared because everybody's there and you know what you're supposed to be wearing, you're less anxious. We need to move back to a better understanding of rules, and we must restore clarity of rules. Or what's current, it doesn't matter who gets into the next election, it won't matter who gets into the election after that. We can have a rainbow coalition of all the parties, and then they could all simultaneously do nothing. We must get back to clarity of rules and the confidence to take action. And that's what I would like to sort of, I felt I'd use my time with tonight, and I hope I wasn't too dull.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Too many words. Okay, I think pretty clear takeaway. Awesome. Stephen's going to be around until a little bit through break, so if you have any questions, make sure you grab him. Joe Hill, I think. My phone's recording.